Last weekend, my wife and daughter went out of town for a couple of days. So I had Sunday all to myself, okay? And man, I was ready to get some things done. I was. So first thing I did, I made a to-do list. Make breakfast, I wrote. Do the laundry, I wrote. Mow the yard, I wrote. Be a better husband and dad, I wrote. I started strong. I really started strong on that list. Well, the problem was it began multiplying. My list started growing like crazy. I added wash dishes, take out the trash, spend time on my guitar, and by lunch, it was a little frustrating and daunting to look at my list. So I just started checking things off on the list just for the fun of it, right? It made me feel better. And, you know, later that night, I kind of was thinking about the day. I realized that I spent that entire day working on my to-do list, but not on my own life. And to add insult to injury, the only thing that I fully completed on that list was make a to-do list. It reminded me of Luke 10, verse 38 through 42. This is the story of Martha and Mary. You may recall, this is where Martha was worried and troubled about many things. But Mary, what was she doing? She was sitting there at Jesus' feet. My problem wasn't the list. It was forgetting to put first things first, literally. The problem isn't having a to-do list. God values order, and he values diligence. But when the urgent pushes out the important, when we're so busy just checking off boxes that we forget to check in with our God, we've missed the point. At least I did that day. I think it's safe to say that we all of us, share a common goal on our proverbial to-do list, right? And that is to be a literal future sons and daughters of our living God. I must confess, a little confessional here as I get started. If I didn't keep a to-do list, I'd probably get nothing done in my life. And one more confession, if you will. At times, I often get incredibly frustrated because the things in my to-do lists never seem to get done. Does this ever happen to you guys? That's a real question, because it happens to me quite a bit. So today, I thought I'd be a little practical with my time with the sermonette. I'd like for us all to consider using to-do lists as an aid to accomplish our to-be lists. We'll take a look at a couple of reasons why our to-do lists can be a source of frustration and failure, if you will, and a few ways to make them more useful in our efforts to accomplish our lists and get things more done in general. So first of all, if you're taking notes, first of all, we may be using our to-do lists as a form of torture. I probably will still do it, but I'll try not to. We tend to create sometimes very long lists. Lists that could never get done in a day, much less a week or even a year at times. And then when we don't get to everything on our list, it becomes very frustrating for us. And we could begin to feel guilty or sad that we didn't get our things done, right? For example, pray 5 hours today. Or how about this? Study the entire Bible today. That's not going to happen. So we're setting ourselves up for a failure if our to-do lists are incredibly long. And another reason, the second one, is to-do lists can be frustrating is that we're confusing a to-do list with a to-be list. One of my to-do lists on that list I just told you was be a better husband and dad. Now I have to ask you guys, when in the world am I going to cross that one off my list? Right? That is a to-be list. So let's take a look at a few ideas on how to be better doers of our to-do lists. If you're taking notes, the first one is, don't put anything on that list that cannot be given a time and date to complete it. Right? For example, instead of be a better husband or wife, maybe on the list say, go for a long walk with your spouse. Or take your spouse out for dinner. Just as a couple of examples. Another example is instead of pray 5 hours straight, how about pray from 6 to 6:30 or 12 to 12:15 on that particular day? Very practical, very attainable things, a time and date. Or finish, or you may even want to put on there, finish reading a booklet next week, one of our many booklets that we have. And the second one is to keep it simple. Keep it simple. To-do list should have no more than 3 items for a given day. Anything more than that almost becomes unattainable. This is where focus and prioritization comes into play. So don't put anything on that list that cannot be given a date and time to complete. And secondly, keep it simple. And third, compile your list the night before, if possible. All right, the day before. Because if you want to read, pardon me, this will help you start your day on a positive note. Get your things in order the day before and to get started on it the very next day. Perhaps there's a specific booklet that I've said that you want to read. Put that on the booklet, on that list to get started the next day. This is incredibly useful for us to prioritize everything. And now fourth is, to-do lists are only useful, as a shocker, if we actually do them. If we actually do them. That's the number four. To-do lists are only useful to us if we actually do them. Now, I've done a lot of research. I've seen some stuff on Google articles where they say the to-do lists are really useless because we don't really get to them. There are apps that you can put on your phone for to-do lists. I actually recommend it because I find it very useful in my own daily lives. So remember, the idea is to use to-do lists as an aid to help us attain our to-be list, to be better sons and daughters of our living God. In other words, a to-do list can, if used correctly, help us attain our to-be lists as better dads, as better moms, as better sons and daughters of our living God. And fifth one is something small is big. Something small is big. There is so much to learn and to be refreshed in our minds, especially concerning the Word of God. Sometimes the amount of data to learn or refresh can be overwhelming. But if we start on one little aspect or segment of whatever it might be, it helps us feel like we're accomplishing something. So don't put anything on that list that cannot be given a date and time to complete. And secondly, keep it simple and make the list the day or night before. And then actually do what's on that list. And remember, something small is very big. So, you know, Christ does not expect us to know everything all at once. This is a learning process. As 1 Corinthians 3:2 and Hebrews 5:12 point out, God expects us to move away from milk to solid food. Let's read it for ourselves just to prove the point, okay? So let's go to 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 2. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 2. I'm going to actually try something new and read from my Bible. It says, verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 3, it says, I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able. God expects us to grow, to literally study this and learn it so we can teach it. And then the second one is in Hebrews 5 and verse 12. Hebrews 5 and verse 12. Let's see. Hebrews 5 and verse 12. It says, For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. God expects us to grow, okay? God expects us to be learning every day. When Christ ushered in the new covenant to the Gentiles and to the world, he didn't expect them to understand everything all at once. He didn't. But Christ does expect and requires every one of us to whom he has called to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. You know, I must admit, there are times when I wonder if we as a group, as a church, really, truly understand the absolute urgency of our calling right now, especially in the times that we live in. You know, as parents, we send our kids to school. We send them to school with the hope and the expectation that our kids will do their best in school. Why? Because it is not for our sakes, but for their future sakes. We know that, right? We've been there. We've done that. That's the absolute mindset that the Father and Christ have towards every one of us. We're told in Romans 8, I'm just going to mention them, Romans 8, verses 18 through 25, and in Philippians 1, verse 6, that's Romans 8, 18 through 25, and Philippians 1, verse 6. Very good reads. That Christ and the Father yearn for what we will eventually become with the hope that we will make the right decisions as well, just as our parents do and have. They yearn, as we do, I know I do, yearn for the hope of our children to become the best that they can be. You know, to-do lists may seem simple or even silly to a lot of us. They might. But I see a to-do list as a means to our to-be lists, and that as eternal living beings of the family of God. To-do lists are not only evidence that we are alive, but are also evidence that we have a reason to live. You know, you can conquer that entire list. You can do everything on that list. But if spend time with God isn't at the top and actually done, it's like winning a race in the wrong direction. So may all of our to-do lists come from a desire, the desire to be everything that God has created us to be. So I end with a quote from Stephen Covey. He's the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Ready? Here it is. In life, the main thing is to keep the main thing. The main thing.